Lifestyle
with Alan T.
Paula Kettler. Now, Crowned and Unfiltered. Interesting name. Well, it's not your average midlife memoir, but a sassy, soul-spanning manifesto for women who are done squeezing themselves into anyone else's comfort zones. I like that. Welcome to the program, Paula.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you got to explain this to me because, I mean, it's fascinating. What does it mean by midlife majesty?
Well, I think you get to a point in your life, don't you, where at a certain age or over time, you start looking at things and going, you know, I'm not going to play that game anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sign up to that,
yeah,
you know, expectation. I'm going to live my life the way I want to live.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
That's brilliant. That's great. We got 12 unapologetic lessons into midlife majesty. And it's bracketed here, the Majess Files, A-M-A-J-E-S-S. Is that the pronunciation?
It's Majess Files.
Yeah,
so
of course. I live in Spain.
Majesty.
Because I live in Spain, we always get the J's always silent. You get into the habit.
Oh, right, of course.
The Majess Files.
Well, Majess is a word I've tried to coin there. It's a midlife majesty meets sass.
Okay, great. Love it. So explain us a bit about the information that we're going to sort of be able to retrieve from this book of yours.
Well, I suppose, you know, if you have to sum it up, I would say the book is pushing back against sort of systematic gender conditioning, which sounds really serious, but it's all done with a bit of sass, as you'd expect,
yep,
a bit of humor, some facts, and also using examples from my own life.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the picture on the front, which is obviously in the front of the book, with you sort of got your teeth holding something. You've got a mischievous face, I would have to say, Paula.
Oh, absolutely. I try to keep that face all the time. Thank you very much.
Okay, there you go. Well, there's this. If you go and check out the book site with the TRE.radio, you'll see this great cover. Now, with 12 punchy lessons drawn from real life epiphanies, it touches the outdated rules handed down by society, particularly and even our own inner critic. So we all sort of actually criticize ourselves. We're always sort of finding ways in which have I got my life right? I mean, am I going in the right direction? And that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, well, there's different things we do to ourselves as well. Things like I have a chapter on the self-saboteur, the enemy within.
self-saboteur, that's good.
Oh, we do that sometimes. And I must say I did that writing the book as well. I could find all kinds of other things at times to do, like alphabetize my spice rack or, you know.
Really? Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're freshly single, newly empty nested, or just tired of biting your tongue while everyone else gets the mic or the mic? This book, takes the mic. I think that's an expression I'm quite used to.
Oh, right.
The book hands you.
Oh, sorry.
Takes the mic. Yes, that's it. The book hands you the crown and dares you to rock it like rules were made to be rewritten. It sounds fascinating. It sounds great fun, I have to say, and I can tell by the cover that you're probably a fun person.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I do try to be. And like I said, I've used stories and examples from my own life where, you know, it's really the kicking off point for all the chapters, because I have the chapters and lessons. And you don't have to read the book in order. You can just, there's no like prolonged story throughout. Each chapter is standalone. So,
right. You
know, if you had a problem with, say, dieting, I've got a section called Dirty Wellness. Cupcakes versus kale. It's a tie, people.
I love the titles you've picking in. Give us a couple of examples from the book so we can create the interest, I suppose. You know, your anecdotes, maybe.
Oh, anecdotes. Well, I have there's lesson 5 is on self deprivation, which is saving the best for last. And I think a lot of people, I think particularly women, but I'm sure men do it too, where you don't, you know, it's like saving the china for Christmas. You know, why don't you use it more throughout the year? I mean, that's not a great example. But the reason I'm pulling that one up in particular is because when I went back through to edit the book, I've got five of my friends mentioned in the book. They just happened to come into my head while I was writing because something they had done or done with me or helped me on a topic. And I just dotted them in the book. And this particular chapter, when I went back through, I've only listed five friends throughout the book, and three of them are in one chapter. And I thought, how odd, it's the same chapter. And it's all about, you know, stop saving the best for last. And it made me sit back and think, you know, you think about your friends, and when you're not being good to yourself, it's your friends. It's your friends that point it out to you. It's your friends that, you know, go easier on yourself, girl. Yeah. You know.
So these three friends fitted the profile for that chapter, and you didn't expect it to turn out like that, but it did.
No, it was quite a surprise, and because each of them, they did something different in my life at that different points in that story, where I did need to take better care of myself. You know, but my friends were there to point it out. So, yeah, it's quite a personal book. But like I said, it's got a lot of humor and sass with a point to make.
You actually sort of say that if you're ready to laugh till you snort, cry like it. Cry like it heals, reflect like a queen, and rise like your own. You own the damn sky. Yeah, I like that. Welcome to midlife majesty. Your next chapter isn't waiting. It's kicking down the door. That's some great, yes. Great lines you've got in here, I have to say, Paula. Very, very interesting. And it sounds like a fun read. And I'm very interested in it, I must say. Because I've been around for a long time. I won't sort of say how old I am. Most people in here know, but I'm not going to bring it up. But I have a lifestyle which is somewhat different. I mean, I have a partner who's unfortunately is in a wheelchair. She has multiple sclerosis, MS. But we have a great time because I don't see her in a wheelchair. I just don't see her in the wheelchair. To me, she's like my partner, my friend, you know, my companion, very, very close. But we constantly sort of, because she's big into philosophy, and she's a writer and all of these things.
Oh.
And it's fascinating, these sort of chats that we have about what she is writing about. She's actually writing at the moment a book about living with MS, and she's finding it extremely painful to do it, but at the same time, she's finding it quite. It's basically like a almost closure, like a release. And I think that's something you do in your midlife, and you think about, well, where am I going? What's going to happen? I mean, she's experienced a lot of things in her life, and she was literally around the corner when 9/11 occurred. You know, she's getting her kids out of schools and doing things like experiences that are very, very powerful. And if you try and block them out, it can be quite damaging. So you actually have to sort of try and live with them and learn from them. It's like like people coming out of world wars. I mean, the Second World War, it took me 15 years to get my father to talk about anything that happened in the desert rats, you know, in the desert and El Alamein and Sicily and all that. It took a long time to get him to sort of actually start to talk about, did you ever come close to death? When I asked him that the first time, he literally walked away. The second time I asked him, 10 years later, he told me. And so it's a process. And I say about midlife, you're finding a process in sort of finding ways to deal with every single day, things that happen on a regular basis or don't happen on a regular basis, irregular as well as regular. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, you look in the mirror, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm still a 14-year-old.
Good for you.
I really am.
You look it,
I don't know how that happened. I know what I see in the mirror is not a 14-year-old. But that's how I feel.
Great. Well, that's it. I mean, I try to look in the mirror and don't look at myself as the age I am. I think, yeah, no, I'm still that go-getter. I'm still pushing myself to sort of do, I mean, I'm still doing radio after so many years and I love it, you know, but I don't do it on a regular basis anymore, but it's fun. And you're saying here that you've got to sort of actually find ways in which you can harness what's in your energy. Your energy is harness that energy the best way you can. Wouldn't you say that's what we're talking about here?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think sometimes people just think, oh, I'm getting older. I can't do this and I can't do that. And that's just absolute rubbish. I mean, maybe you couldn't do it to the extent before, but you can. I'm always trying to try new things. I think that's one way to really keep yourself fresh, to keep yourself alive,
yeah,
and to keep yourself interesting.
Keep interesting, keep interested.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think I'm going to actually go down an audio book for myself because it sounds fascinating. Thanks very much indeed for selling it to me. I'm really impressed.
Glad I did.
If anybody wants to contact you, do you have a website or a LinkedIn or a WhatsApp or whatever that they can contact
you?
I've got a
website. It's paulaketterer.com. I've also got a podcast.
Oh, right.
Called Mind Your Own 50s.
What's that? Mind Your Own 50s?
Yes, Mind Your Own 50s.
Ah.
Which is the same. It's probably a companion to this book, actually, and it does what it says on the tin. So you can get that on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Okay, listeners, Mind Your Own 50s, 50s. Yeah, we're talking about here. That's the podcast from Paula Ketterer. And I just said her website is paulaketterer.com.
Just paulaketterer.com. Yeah.
That's it. That's nice and straightforward.
You can find me there.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us today on the program. Much appreciate it, Paula. And as I say, I like the idea of what you're doing. And I think it's at the same time, if you can make things have a light approach, but at the same time, within it, there are very, very strong, serious aspects in which to look at and understand. This is what I think you're trying to achieve here. And I wish you lots of success with it. Thank you much indeed for joining us today. So don't forget.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a real pleasure. PaulaKetterer.com if you want to find out more. You can go to our bookstore at TRE.radio, and that'll sort of take you to the purchase areas if you want to sort of buy a copy of the book. Highly recommended. Thanks indeed for joining us today. Much appreciated. Take care.
Thank you.
All the way.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.